KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.
At 8:06, we have sunny skies and 73 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today and a high around 92 with wind southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In our news, from an archaeological site in Woodbury County to a historic school in Davenport, 11 projects in 7 communities were honored with Iowa's highest awards for historic preservation during this year's Preserve Iowa Summit. The annual conference is presented by the State Historical Preservation Office, which is part of the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs. During the awards ceremony, which was held on Thursday, the State Historical Society of Iowa's Board of Trustees awarded 2 projects in Des Moines and 2 in Davenport with a Preservation Project of Merit Award, which recognizes projects that exemplify the best practices of historic preservation, meets federal standards, and makes use of state tax credits for historic preservation. The Historical Society also honored successful efforts to stabilize a prehistoric site on the Little Sioux River near Anthon and to rehabilitate historic facades on the Winterset Square. In addition, the nonprofit group Preservation Iowa presented its Preservation at its Best Award in 5 categories during the same ceremony. Those annual awards honor properties and educational efforts that meet the highest standards of preservation practices. And the awards here in Western Iowa were presented to the Winterset Facade Rehabilitation Project in Madison County. That was the State of Iowa Historical Society Preservation Project of Merit Award, Certificate of Merit. That project is a 5-year one completed in 2020 that resulted in exterior improvements to 17 buildings in the Winterset Courthouse Historic District of Madison County. The Excellence in Archaeology and Historic Preservation Award recipient is Dixon Site Riverbank Stabilization Project in Woodbury County. That award recognizes the best archaeology or preservation project at a local or state level. The Dixon Site Project, located on the Little Sioux River near Anthon, put an end to riverbank erosion at the site of a prehistoric Oneida village and successfully stabilized Iowa Highway 31. The award recognizes the project's many contributors, including the Iowa Department of Transportation and 8 Native American tribes, for their collaborative work in accordance with state and federal laws concerning historic preservation. Now, the Preservation Iowa Preservation at its Best Award went to the Community Best Effort Award recipient, Hoff Family Arts and Culture Center, McCormick Harvesting Company in Council Bluffs. The company building, I should say, Pottawatomie County Arts, Culture and Entertainment spearheaded the transition of an historic warehouse. The new center opened in the spring of 2020 and features a theater, a culinary arts kitchen for food entrepreneurs, a teaching kitchen, exhibit gallery, dance studios, artist studios, classrooms, and much more. Elsewhere in state news, a man from Polk County died during a single vehicle accident early Friday morning in Greene County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 30-year-old Theodore Wayne Sanford McGinnis of Des Moines was driving a 2007 Chevy Impala on J Avenue north of 330th Street sometime between 4:30 and 5 a.m. when his vehicle hit a pheasant. When his vehicle went onto the west shoulder of the road afterward, McGinnis overcorrected, sending the car into the east ditch. Greene County 911 had first received notice of the accident around 6:30 on Friday morning. McGinnis, who was wearing a seatbelt, died at the scene. Police have arrested a 20-year-old Iowa man accused of hiding in the backseat of a Nebraska woman's car and using zip ties, duct tape, and homemade chloroform to abduct her and imprison her in a storage shed at his home. According to the Sioux City Journal, police arrested Zach Smith of Bronson early Friday on charges of third-degree kidnapping, false imprisonment, and 2 counts of assault. His bond had been set at $250,000. Sioux City police say the woman was reported missing Thursday morning after her car was found abandoned with her purse and cell phone inside. Police say the woman managed to escape from the shed while police were searching for her. A Des Moines man has been found guilty of killing and dismembering his wife. According to the Des Moines Register, a jury on Friday convicted 32-year-old Detron Simmons of second-degree murder in the death of 50-year-old Connie Simmons. Police found the body of Connie Simmons in a wooded area near the couple's home in September. Authorities say Daltron Simmons told officers he tried to conceal the death by disposing of her body. Authorities believe the victim was killed on September 6th. Simmons faces a mandatory sentence of 50 years in prison and won't be eligible for parole for at least 35 years. A Northeast Iowa woman convicted of killing her husband a decade ago has been sentenced to life in prison, which is a significant increase from the previous 40 years she'd been handed before her appeal in the case. 52-year-old Rivette Souser of Ryan was sentenced this week in Delaware County District Court after a Clayton County jury found her guilty last month of first-degree murder in the 2011 shooting death of 59-year-old Terry Souser in the couple's home in Ryan. In 2012, Rivette Souser pled guilty to reduced charges of kidnapping, voluntary manslaughter, and going armed with intent in a deal with prosecutors and was sentenced to 40 years in prison. She had served 9 of those years when the Iowa Supreme Court sided with her on appeal and sent her case back to the trial court, saying there's no basis for kidnapping charges. However, the state's high court ruled that the original charge of first-degree murder must be reinstated if the kidnapping charge couldn't be justified. In last month's trial, prosecutors argued that Rivette Souser planned her husband's killing out of anger and jealousy. Her defense attorney insisted she accidentally shot her husband. The Iowa Board of Corrections has approved the hiring of 2 new prison wardens, including one at the Anamosa State Penitentiary, where 2 staffers were killed in March. Incoming Anamosa warden Christopher Carberg most recently worked for the South Dakota Department of Corrections. He was part of a team that reviewed the Anamosa prison after a correction officer and nurse were murdered.
I was down in Anamosa back in April. I was a group that came in down there, and I know that's not an easy assignment. Never have asked for any easy assignment. I'm definitely looking forward to the challenge of coming to work there.
2 Anamosa prisoners have been charged with murdering the 2 staff members during an escape attempt in late March. In early April, the warden of the Iowa State Penitentiary in Fort Madison was temporarily assigned to oversee the Anamosa facility. The new Anamosa warden says he'll be an observer in his first days on the job.
Kind of want to get a finger on the pulse of how everybody's doing and how they're feeling about the place. I don't want to come walking in there and, acting like I'm going to make these sweeping changes right out the gate. I do have a few ideas after being there for the 3 days we were there, some things I noticed that I think would definitely help with improving the security and the safety of the facility.
For the past 9 years, Carberg has been the deputy director of a state prison in Springfield, South Dakota. And in the 5 years before that, he was the commander of an external security force at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan. Iowa Department of Corrections Director Beth Skinner said things are gradually transitioning back to normal at Anamosa Prison.
But with that said, it's going to be a very slow, methodical process. Movements can continue to be highly controlled. We are making significant strides and changes around operations and security. And I just wanted to thank the staff and the leadership at Anamosa. They have done a fantastic job making these changes.
The other warden officially hired Friday will oversee the state prisons in Fort Dodge and Rockwell City. Nicholas Lamb worked in Illinois prisons for 26 years and has been a deputy warden at a New Mexico prison near the Mexican border for the past year.
When I started in corrections, I can honestly say I wasn't a big programs guy, but over the years I've evolved. We can't just keep locking people up and forgetting about them. We got to give them the tools to have a chance to succeed, because not only benefits the offender, it benefits the general public. I'm a true believer in that. I've seen the changes and the differences that can make.
Lamb said he'll immediately do what he calls a climate survey of staff and offenders to learn about the facility and what issues that may need immediate attention. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
KJAN News has been brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.